Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Gimel, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. More halachos as it relates to doing business with Ovdei Kechavim B'yoyim Edom on the day of their Chag. Zok the Mishnah, Ir sheyesh b'Avodah Kechavim, if there's a city where there's an Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says, it's Yoyim Edom, so that we're dealing with a Yoyim Ma'ed. V'hoyu b'chanuyos, and there were stores. Some of them were mu'utaros, some of them were decorated, celebrating the Chagah. V'she'ena mu'utaros, and there were others that weren't decorated. Zok, the Mishnah, zehoyim ma'isa b'veishan. This was a ma'isa shahoyah kachoyah. It was brought to the Chachamim. V'omru Chachamim, the Chachamim said, ha'mu'utaros asuros, v'she'ena mu'utaros, mu'utaros. The ones that were mu'utaros, the ones that were decorated, asuros, you're not allowed to do business with. V'she'ena mu'utaros, the ones that weren't decorated, mu'utaros, you're allowed to do business. Rashi is mefarish the Gemara. Rashi says that the reason mu'utaros asuros, v'she'ena mu'utaros, mu'utaros, was because on the Yoyim Ha'ed, the koimrim, the galochim of the Avodah Zarah, would require anyone that sold anything to pay a special sales tax. And that sales tax would go to the Avodah Zarah. So it comes out that if you're going to do business and you're going to buy something from the stores that are mu'utaros, you're indirectly benefiting the Avodah Zarah, and that's something that you're not allowed to do. The she'ena mu'utaros, the ones that weren't decorated, didn't have to pay this tax. As a result, if you buy something from them, you're not benefiting the Avodah Zarah. And that's the pshat in this psak halacha with the ma'aseh shehoya kachoya and beishan. They said the mu'utaros, who had to pay the taxes, asuros, you now can't do business because you're causing the Avodah Zarah to benefit. But the she'ena mu'utaros, the ones that were not decorated, being that they didn't have to pay the tax, mutaris, there was going to be no issue. Now, the truth is that this pshat that Rashi says is Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in the Gemara. We're going to see it's the very first Gemara. It's really a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rashi picked one pshat. He picked Rabbi Yochanan. The Allah is always like Rabbi Yochanan. So it's not surprising why Rashi would have been farashit as Rabbi Yochanan. The problem with the beer in the Mishnah is we're learning the Sechtes Avodah Zarah now for almost 2 weeks. And we're familiar with Allah. Why can't you do business? It was an Ibay in the Gemara, the Avav and Meralev. Either it's because of Neiva, Leisita Michshal, or because it says in the Torah, V'shem Elohim Achirim Leisaskiru, Leisham HaPicha. And if you do any transaction with a guy, whether you borrow something from him, you lend him something, whether you pay him, you receive payment, Lases for Lases, he's Azul Umayda. And that seemed to be the Ikub Shad in the Sukya. He's so excited, he's so happy that he did a deal with a Jew no less, and on his Yoyim Ha'ed he's going to go give Shvach V'daf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shtelzich the Shaila, what's going on in this mission? Lavke the Mutaris are Asuris, the She'ena Mutaris are Mutaris, and there's a reason, the Mutaris pay the tax, so you're causing benefit to Avodah Zarah, the She'ena Mutaris. We're dealing with the Yoyim Ha'ed, forget Lifnei Edeim Shleisha Yomim, we're dealing with the Yoyim Ha'ed itself, which we saw is more chomer than Lifnei Edeim. Where was it more chomer? B'di'evet, if you did business with a guy, lifnei edeim, nasa v'nasan, the Gemara said mutter. But on the Yom Eid itself, nasa v'nasan is going to be asr. But the bottom line is, what happened to the isser of the Mishnah? What happened to the halacha of asr, lasas, v'lasas, imam? You know who asks the kasha? Rashi. And Rashi says, pele de geteretz. Rashi says that it's true, you're not allowed to do business with a guy, lifnei edeim, shalayv de kechavim, shalayshi yomim, and kal v'chaymer, you can't do business with them on the chag itself. However, you know what kind of business you're not allowed to do? You're not allowed to sell something to him. Because if he buys something, he's going to feel really good. But if you're buying something from him, he's selling it to you. The meicher is always atzeif. Doesn't feel good. If he doesn't feel good, he's not going to be azul u'mayda. You don't have to worry about the iser of lo yisham al-picha. So he's like Rashi. Freik toisvis, what's going on over here? Rashi, right at the beginning of the Masechta. The Mishnah began, lifnei edem shal oiv dekechavim shleisha yomim, asur lases v'lases imam. What does lases v'lases mean? So Tosfos says that Rashi is mefarish. Lases v'lases mean you can't buy and you can't sell. So just like you can't sell, you can't buy from him either. So how could Rashi say that? Don't worry about the takana lifnei edem shal oiv dekechavim, because you're only buying. That iser is selling. What's going on? The Mishnah says you can't do anything with him. You can't borrow. You can't accept payment. This Rashi is a pella. Tosfos says, you have to say, Hacha Mashma, just read to you one line, Shechaza by Rashi. Rashi was chaser. And Rashi would have to say a different pshat of losses for losses. But Enochinami, Rashi, in order to reconcile this Mishnah, in light of everything that we've been learning for 2 weeks, was forced to say that the Takanas Chachamim of Lifnei Edem Shal Oivdei Chachamim applies only to selling, not to buying. Other Rishonim say a different Pshat. So the Ritva says that apparently the stores that were in Amud Torah, it was known that the people that did business there, the people that handled there, weren't involved in the Avodah Zarah. That's why it was Mutar. Either way, you can take a look at the Rashba, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran. Pick your Rishon, Ayin Shum. They all say some beer to explain why we're dealing here with a new Isser. But the bottom line is, just like in yesterday's daf, we were discussing a new Isser, not related to Lifnei Edem Shal Oivdei Chachamim Shleisha Yomim. And today's daf, we're going to be discussing a new Isser as well. So this idea of distinguishing between Me'utarais and Einam Me'utarais has nothing to do with the Halacha of the Mishnah. Why? I am Berishayim. But it has nothing to do with the Halacha of the Mishnah. It's a new Isser. What's the beer in the Isser? Rashi was Mefarishit, Rashitas Rav Yechanan, but let's learn the Gemara now. We'll see it's really a Machlaikis. Amar Ish Lakish, Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Atlai Shanu. This that the Mishnah said, they ain't allowed to do business with Oivdei Kechavim that have stores that are Me'utarais. It's talking Dafka about Me'utarais Beveret Vahadas. These were stores that weren't just decorated, but they were decorated with roses and with hadassim. And the reason is, because when you walk into the store, you're going to smell the roses, you're going to smell the hadassim, it's going to smell really good. Now the hadassim and the roses were takroives l'avodah zarah. This is a yom chagah, so you have to assume that that's what it was used for. And kamasani, me'reichet, you're going to have hana from the avodah zarah. Ava mu'utarais, the peiros mutaris. But let's say it was decorated with lights or with peiros or with something else, you don't have to worry about it. Because there's no reach that you're being nana from. As a result, it's not going to be a problem. My taimo, the amakra, because the pasuk says, that's the makari nala that I've had from avodah zarah. And we learn from there, nana hu da aser, avo mahana sharet. But titiri mahana avodah zarah, you don't have to worry. Meaning, what was Rish Lakish saying? Rish Lakish is saying that the whole reason you're not allowed to do business with an oivik echavim that has a store that's mutaris is because of some agav reason. Because when you walk in, b'derech agav, you're going to benefit from the smell. That's the problem. Why isn't there a bigger problem? Why don't you say, the way Rashi was mefarish to Mishnah, why don't you say that there's a problem, that you're being mahana d'avodah zarah? Because the chanuya is ha-mu'utaris, you used to have to pay the taxes. Says Rish Lakish, you're not allowed to be nene from avodah zarah, but to be mahana avodah zarah? Who said that's a problem? So you can't say the reason you can't do business with the chanudyos, mu'utarois, is because you're benefiting the avodah zarah. Who says you're not allowed to benefit avodah zarah? Nenehu da asra avo mahana shari. Must be the chilik between mu'utarois and eni mu'utarois is related to something else. It's related to the fact that you're being nene from the smell. If that's the case, it has to be mu'utarois with something that actually smells good, where there's going to be hana. But if it's peiros, for example, then you don't have to worry about it. Rabbi Yechon says, no, I feel mu'utarois peiros nami yasa. Even if it's mu'utarois peiros, it's going to be yasa. The reason is because this has nothing to do with the reyach that you're being nana from. This has to do with the fact that you're being mahana avodah zarah. Now, where does it say you're not allowed to be mahana avodah zarah? It says you can't be nana from avodah zarah. It says v'layidbak biyotcham u'ma v'nacherim. But that's nana. But talk Rabbi Yochanan kal v'chomer nana aser mahana loykolshkein. Bottom line, it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokish. Whether there's an issa to be mahana avodah zarah, or there's no issa to be mahana avodah zarah. To be nana from avodah zarah, there's nothing to talk about. So if it was mutaris beveret v'hadas, it's pasha, you couldn't even walk into the store, let alone buy or sell something. The machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is if it was mu'utarais beperos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it still would be aser, being that these stores had to pay a special tax. You're benefiting the avodah zarah. That's something you're not allowed to do. According to Rish Lakish, there is no issa to be mahana. Nenehu da aser al mahana is not aser. Mahana is not aser. So therefore, that in and of itself is not going to be an issue. There's an important Tosfos. Tosfos asks a gevaldig akasha. Tosfos says that you're not allowed to be nene from the reyach of avodah zarah. Is a very well-known Yerideya sugya. It's called the sugya of Bastia. It's a sugya in the end of Pesach avodah zarah. Daf samach vav amid beis, where the Gemara says that you're allowed to smell something that's aser behana because reicha lav milsehi. Zefrek teisakasha, if reicha lav milsehi, then what's the problem over here? Rish Lakish was mefarish the mission. The reason you're not allowed to do business with the me'utarais is because kamisani me reicha. If reicha milsehi, I got it. But l'chura reicha ba. And Tosfos says two very important yusaitis. One teretz Tosfos says that it's true reicha lav milsi, but that's only with regards to something that the ikur hana that people usually have from it is not reicha. So for example, you let us smell yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is also hana. Could I smell it? Could I take in the smell? So the ikur way to be nana from yayin is by drinking it. Now, you could have hana by smelling it, but that's not what it's made for. It's not made to give off a good odor. It's made to, for what it's made for. So over there, there's a halacha that reicha lav milsehi. But over here, when you're dealing with a vered or a hadas, that ikker lereichayu, over there it could be reicha, is going to be milsehi. Then Tosfos digresses into real lamdasha turf, where Tosfos says that it could be like the Zohar is different, because the whole reason Reicha Lav Milsi is because Shalaika Derech Hana, the only time Shalaika Derech Hana is a Svara is when the Torah says don't eat. So when there's a Lashon Achila in the Azara, then Shalaika Derech Hana is not considered Achila. But being that it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah don't eat, it says Layidbak Biyotcha Me'umam and Acherim, it's not a Lashon Achila, being that it's not a Lashon Achila, so Tosfos says it could be over here, it's going to be different. These are sugyas that we're going to have to get into another day. But for now, again, we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We know you can't be Nene from Avodah Zarah. Layidbak Biyotcha Me'umam and Acherim. Nene Huda Asr, nothing to talk about. What about Mahana? Reish Lakish says Nene Huda Asr of Mahana Shari. Rabbi Yochanan said Kal V'chaymer Nene Asr Mahana. So there were different menhagen apparently how the Uvde Kechavim, the Koimrim, used to treat the Yom Ha'ed. So some places on the Yom Ha'ed they would impose a tax to the Avodah Zarah. In other places it was just the opposite. On the Yom Ha'ed they said today you don't have to pay taxes. So Yom Shavidus Kechavim Maneches Bayas Ameches. If it's a Yom Ha'ed where the policy is that today no taxes. Machrizim Va'omrim. So they would make the following proclamation. Kol Mishenoit LaTorah. Anybody that takes a crown, like a wreath, v'yoniach b'roishoy, and he puts it on his head, u'b'roish chamoiroy, and on the head of his eisel, of his donkey, l'kovet avodas kechavim, he does it to honor the avodas zara, yonichu lo yisameches. That person is going to be exempt from paying the tax. V'imlav, but if he doesn't, al yonichu lo yisameches, he's going to have to pay the taxes. Said Rav Nosson, Yehudi shenim tzasham, a yid that happens to find himself in this shuk right now, and he wants to get involved. Mayasa, what should he do? Yoniach, should he put this wreath on his head? Nimtza nana, he's going to be nana because it was made of hadassim and roses and things that smelled really good. See, he's going to benefit. Lo yoniach, should he not put it on his head? Nimtza mahana, then he's going to pay the taxes and he's going to end up benefiting. Mikan amru chachamim, hanoisei v'noisei b'shuk shal avodas kechavim. Anybody that does business in a shuk shall avoid this kechavim where they have this policy. Behema, if he buys a behema teyaker, you have to destroy the behema. Peiros, if you buy peiros, ksus v'kelim yirkavu. Ma'os, if you buy money, v'klimatches, you have to throw into the yamamel. The point is, you have to get rid of the thing that you bought. You're not allowed to do business there because you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. If you're going to put on this mishagas, then you're going to be nena. And if you're not going to, you're going to be mahana because now you're going to end up paying the taxes. So the Chachamim said, stay away from there. And they enforced it. They imposed such a severe penalty. They said that any person that does business, you ask your local rabbi, he's going to tell you, destroy it. If it's a behema, pay yoker. If it's money, you're licham liyam ha-melech. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You see from here, well, let's see the Gemara. Ve'ezu ikr, what is ikr, by the way? Hamanasha parso yisem and akuv lamata. Very special way of how you ma'akar it. What do you have to worry about? Don't turn it into a treifa. But the bottom line is, k'tani miyaz, yoniach nimtza nehene, lo yoniach nimtza mahana. It's a mafurish of rice. So just like you can't be nana from the void desire, you can't be mahana from the void desire. It's a right. It's a kasha to reish logosh. I'm ramanish rashi b'edi rav idi. K'sam rav shim ben lakosh, pligi rabbanu la, du rab nasan. V'anod ha'amik rabbanon, du pligi la. Who's the tana of this rice? Rab nasan. You're right. Rav Nosson holds that you can't be Mahana Avodah Zarah. But it doesn't mean everybody agrees with Rav Nosson. So Reish Lakish holds that it's really Machlokes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. V'anoda Amri Kirabonon. Yochid V'Rabim, Malachi K'Rabim. So of course, says Reish Lakish, I know there's a Rav Nosson. You ask me a Kasha from a Braisa. That's Rav Nosson. Don't ask Kasha. Rav Yechon, Zavaloi Pligi. Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon held there was no Machlokes Rav Yechon. Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. So Rav Nosson said it, presumably all the Chachamim said it, and it's according to Rav Yochanan, it's a Mefurish HaBraisa. Bottom line, again, Machlokes is Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Whether there's an Issa to be Mahana Avodah Zarah, there's no Issa to be Mahana Avodah Zarah, it's a Mefurish HaShitas Rav Nosson. So essentially, the Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is whether Pligi Rabbana allowed Rav Nosson or Loi Pligi Rabbana allowed Rav Nosson. Afraid the Gemara Akashi from Nacha HaBraisa. Time you went to the Braisa, Holch and Li Rich Levi Kechavim, you're allowed to go to the Yerid of the Ovde Kechavim. Again, this is on the Yom Ha'ed. You can go to their Shuk, their Yerid. Batim, v'sadeis, v'kram. And you're allowed to buy these things from the guy. V'koisev, you write a shtar. U'maylo b'erkois shalahem. You can even notarize it. You can even go to their erkois, their courts, to do a kiyam chaysamois on these shtaris. And the reason is, even though you're getting involved in inyane avodah zarah, mibneshu kematzel miyada. Because there was this thought process that any time a Jew can take something choshev away from an any Yehudi, there's an idea of you being matzol vis miyadam. The Gemara Namad Beis is going to say that the svara was that the less possessions they had, the less powerful they were, and the less they were able to make gzeiros for the chachamim. So there was this thought process that anytime you could buy a piece of real estate, or you could take something of real chashivus, avodim back in the day, from the Eini Yehudim, it was considered something you could do. So the chachamim said you could even go on the Yoy Moed, you can go to the Yerid. Not just that, you can even make the shtar that proves that you bought it. You can author, notarize that shtar, so to speak, in their kais, even though that involves its own set of issues. This is all motiv. Listen to how far the Chachamim took this. Let's say it was a kai, metame b'chutz laretz. You can even go to chutz laretz to buy something from them. Ladun ula arimot. Kesheish metame b'chutz laretz. Kach metame beis hakfaris. A kai can even go to a beis hakfaris to buy these things from an any Yehudi. Freit the Gemara. Well, now already we're pushing it. Beis hakfaris ol kedaitach to they rice. We know that's only Dinder Rabbanu. We learned the Gemara together earlier in the Perek. 80 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, they were guys of the Chachamim, Tuman Eretz. Okay, so that's only a Dinder Rabbanu. But a Beis HaKfaris for a Svara that you want to take away some of their influence, some of their power, a coin's like be Metamed Beis HaKfaris. Ellie, you're right. Be Beis HaPras to Rabbanu. We mean, he's allowed to go to a Beis HaKfaris. What's a Beis HaPras? That's a Beis HaKfaris that was plowed. Midday Raisa, we assume that there's nothing left that could be Matama the Kayan. The Rabbana will chayish that maybe there's a Etzim Kisair or something that maybe can cause problems. But it's only awesome at Rabbana. It's such a Beis HaKfaris that was already plowed, that today in Halacha is called a Beis HaPras. Something like that would be okay. Additionally, on the note of being allowed to be Matama for a certain reason, so Kayin is allowed to be Matam in a Beis HaPras, can go to Eretz Amim to take away possessions from Levi Kechav. On that note, Matam Lumay Torah Lisa Isha, a person's also allowed to be Matam, a Kayin could, to learn Torah and to get married, meaning he's allowed to go to Chutz Laretz to go to a better yeshiva, or he can go to Chutz Laretz for a shidduch, even though the Chachamim were going to Tuman Eretz Amim, and he's a Kayin's not allowed to be Matam, but Lumay Torah Lisa Isha, it's okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amos, when is that Chubas Mancha Im Moitz Lumay? That's only if he has no way of learning in Eretz Yisrael. So the only option that he has, only school he can get into, no, the only option he has is a Chutz Laretz, so then it's going to be okay. But Avol B'smancha Moitzi Lumay, but let's say he could learn in Eretz Yisrael, ain't a Matama, then there's no reason to be Matama. Incidentally, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, why didn't the Brisa say the same thing about a Shidduch? That's only true if you can't find the Shidduch in Eretz Yisrael. But if you can find a Shidduch in Eretz Yisrael, right, yeshiva, we make this caveat. You know when a Kohen's allowed to go to Chutz Laretz to learn a yeshiva? If there's no yeshiva for him in Eretz Yisrael. So say the same thing. You know when a Kohen's allowed to go to Chutz Laretz to get married? If you can't find a Shidduch in Eretz Yisrael, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because it's pashut by a Shidduch, you have to marry the person that's matin. What are you going to tell me? Oh, if there's a girl that's willing to marry you in Eretz Yisrael, then don't go to Chutz Laretz. I wonder if I'm not willing to marry her. I mean, it goes both ways. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says not just that. He says, you're not allowed to just marry anybody. The halacha is the first Gemara in Perek Ish Mekadesh. Person's not going to be Mekadosh Shinisha Achiren. Why? Maybe you're going to see her. You're not going to like what you see. And you're going to be over if you have to react to Kamaycha. So it says Rabbi Yaakov, you can't just marry anybody. It's not a Hefgevel. So, because even if, oh, out of the goodness of my heart, I'm going to marry her, then you'll be over Yisurim. You have to react to Kamaycha. There's a lot of issues that can come along with that. So when it comes to a Shidduch, it's Pashit. You can't have such. It's by Torah. You would think, okay, there's Yeshiva here. So maybe learn over here. Either way, Sok de Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi argued with Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi said, even if you could find Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Yitama, you can still go to Chutz Laretz. Because a person can't necessarily learn from anybody. And sometimes there's a certain chemistry between a Rebbe and a Talmud that's necessary in order for the Talmud to shteig. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Maisav Yosef. I can't was a story with Yosef who was a Koy. Shaholach Acha Rabbi Letzidei Limot Teir. Went to Tzidei. That was a Chutz Laretz. To learn Teir. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Halachak Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yochanan said that the Halachas like Rabbi Yosef. What do you see from here? So you see from here, we need the first part of the Braisa, which said that Hoychan Yerichal Evdekechavim, the loichem mehem, you're allowed to buy behemoths, avodim, shvachis, batim, sadis, krob. You're allowed to buy things from them. Now, why are you allowed to buy things from them? Aren't you benefiting them when you buy from them? Must be, there's no iser to be mahat. Because even though, you have to speak this out, the Gemara said, that there's a cheshbon of why you're allowed to buy from them, mipneishu kematzel liyadam, that cheshbon is all good if we're dealing with an issur derabbanan. So if you're dealing with the issur lufnei edeim shalev yikichavim, okay, so over here there's a cheshbon, it makes sense why you would be okay, mipneishu kematzel liyadam. But if you're dealing with an issur deraisa, just like the kohen can't go into a beis hakvaros, the Gemara said beis hakvaros al gadaitach, of course there's no svar of matzel liyadam can eged an issur deraisa. Rabbi Yochanan said that just like there's an issur to be nena from Avodah Zarah, lo yidbak biyotcha mu'umah min acherim, there's an issur to be mahana as well. How do we know it? Mikal v'chaymer. Kal v'chaymer is a din deiraisa. It's one of the yud gimel midos sha'atayin addresses them. That means Rabbi Yochanan holds there's an issur deiraisa. If there's an issur deiraisa, what's this halacha that you're allowed to buy from the original Levi Kechavim? Why are you worried about the taxes? The mutaris should be asurais. Elamai, what do you have to say? It's a machlokes that some hold mahana is aser, some hold mahana is not aser. Like Reish Lakish said, a machlokes Rav Nosson and the Chachamim. So it's a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. Alma pligi. And by the way, Rabbi Yochanan knew this brisa. You know Rabbi Yochanan knew this brisa because Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said halachik Rabbi Yosi with regards to yeshivas. Rabbi Yochanan commented on this brisa. So you know Rabbi Yochanan knew this brisa. And in this brisa, lechur it's mavur that there's no iser de brisa to be mahana. Avoidus keichavim biyoy meidam, meaning nena who does. Okay, so Rabbi Yechon, you tell me it's a machloikis. Very good, but Rabbi Yechon said it's not a machloikis. It was Reish Lakish that said it's a machloikis. So Rabbi Yechon is going to say loilam loipli. You know, really, there's no machloikis. V'leik kasha kambal etech menak tagar deshakli michsaminei kambal etech v'balabayis leishalki michsaminei. This price didn't say that you're allowed to buy from the guy even when he's going to have to pay taxes. Our Mishnah was discussing taxes. Mutaris asurais v'sheinu mutaris mutaris. All the price said was that you're allowed to buy from the guy, despite the fact that it's his chaga. Still allowed to buy from him. Hacha b'mayaskina says Rabbi Yochanan, you're buying from a balabas. You're not buying from someone that's a commercial seller, someone that has a store. You're buying from a regular guy. He has a few things, he sells. That person didn't have to pay the taxes. You know how to pay the taxes? The seichrim, they had to pay the taxes. And then a chinami, if you were buying from a seichrim, it would be us. The reason it would be us is because mahan is us. And nobody holds mahan as mutter. Everybody holds mahan as us. If everybody holds mahan as us, even though there's a cheshbin of the neshu kematzel miyodam, still it would be a problem. I have a mafurish of brisa that says you're allowed to buy. Hacha b'mayaskinu, where there's no taxes. I thought there were taxes, at least sometimes. Yeah, we're dealing with a balabayas, tleishakli michsimine, there were no taxes that were taken from him. Being that no taxes were taken from him, in this instance, there's not going to be an issue. One more gemara, and then we'll speak out some raid. Amamar behema teyaker. The halacha was that if somebody buys something when he wasn't supposed to, so the chavim imposed this very severe penalty, and they said you have to get rid of whatever you bought. So if you bought a behema, you're oiker it. If you bought something that you can just leave and allow to rot, like payrois, you do that. If it's money, you have to throw it into the yamamel. Behema tiyakir, fake the gemara, because tzar balichayim. What happened to tzar balichayim? So we've had this halacha behema tiyakir already a few times, and we're going to have it again. What about the tzar balichayim? This would seem to be tzar balichayim 101. Zok de gemara, amar abaya, amar achmat, mechzorta from a pasuk in Yeshua, esuseyem teoker. The context over there is when the Yidden, it's Yeshua Perikid Aleph, they're going in to conquer the lands, and Yeshua, Hashem tells Yeshua, tell the Yidden that when you go in and you take over the possessions of the enemies, take their horses and be oiker. And this was all an intimidation factor. Do it to intimidate them. But the bottom is a pasuk, you're allowed to do it. So if it's a pasuk, you're allowed to do it. That's the basis to say that just like you are allowed to do it for that cheshbon to intimidate the enemy, so too in this context where the Chachamim imposed this takana, there's a halacha esuseyem teyaker. It's learned out from a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. So two ha'aras. Number one, let's go backwards. So we just mentioned this halacha. Om amar behema teyaker. Freik tigmar v'ikot tzar balichayim. Om rabbi, om arachman. It's learned out from a pasuk esuseyem teyaker. Freik toisvis. A very obvious question. Hikshu rabbi chonon. Lemando amar tzar balichayim deyraisa. We know it's a sugya. Where's the Iker Sugya? Eil Matzias. According to the Mandama that holds, Tzar Balichayim Dei Raisa, my Raya, my Simi Yeshua. What's the Raya from Yeshua? Dilma, Shani Hasam Dal Pia Dibur Hava. Maybe over there was a Hirasha. We're familiar with Eliyahu Bar HaKarma. There's a concept of Hirasha that sometimes a leader is tapped in, even though Torah Leib HaShemayim here, but there is an idea of Hirasha. So for Hirasha purposes, maybe Yeshua had a right to say Esusayim Teyok. Meaning, really, Tzar Bali Chaim is no rice. How is Yeshua allowed to do it? Esusayim Teyok. So what's the raya from there that there's never an issue? What do you mean there's never? Maybe there's an issue. Yeshua did it? What kind of raya are you bringing me from Yeshua? Doesn't mean you're always allowed to do it. There, it was a hirasha. But Mechi Tesi, this is something that you should always be allowed to do. Tosfos says a teretz, actually a geshmak a teretz, but I want to focus more on the kashas. I heard a teretz once from the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shuab of Yusel. He said something unbelievable, but behektim, dover nifla from the Ramah Mipan. There's a Gemara in the Sechta Sanhedrin, daf mem tesam and aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing another pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. The pasuk over there says, Hashem tells Yeshua, kol ish ashayamres picha, any person that's not going to listen to you. So Yeshua ben Nun, after Moshe Rabbeinu, was the first leader. And he had really big shoes to fill. So Hashem goes and says, chazak ve'ematz, right? Hashem keeps on giving Yeshua ben Nun chizak, and he tells him as follows. Any person that's not going to listen to what you say, v'lo yishmas t'varecho l'chol ashet t'zavenu, you must. He should be chayav misa. He's a merib of malchus. Anyone that doesn't listen to Yeshua. Says the Gemara, what did Hashem conclude? He said, rak chazak ve'ematz. What did he mean when he concluded chazak ve'ematz? Hashem just said that you didn't have to listen to Yeshua. So I would have thought, let's say Yeshua would come and he would say, don't worry about it. You could be over al divrei Torah. I would have thought that you should listen to Yeshua. I mean, that's what it says. Kol ish hashayamre spichav lo yishmas tverecho. You must. Tamu loy merak chazak ve'ematz. And up to Torah. Torah not. So the Ramami Pano asks, he says, at first glance, it sounds like the Pasik is coming to say that if Yeshua Benu would come to a Yid and say, you know, be Mechal Shabbos. Yochel, I would have thought you should listen to him. Talmud Loimar, words in Nach, Divrei Kabbalah, Rak Chazak V'Ematz. I need a Pasik to tell me that you're not supposed to listen to Yeshua Benu. What would be the Havim in you're supposed to listen to Yeshua Benu? Zok the Ramami Pano, you have to say. That the reason we needed a Pasik, Chazak V'Ematz, is La'afuke, if Yeshua Benu would come with a Nevuah, with a Hirasha, and he would say that I want you to be Oikid, Dovah Ben Atayra. Elio HaNavi was allowed to do it by our Karmel. Others were able to do it, Lufi Hirasha. I would have thought Yeshua Benu should be able to do it as well. Kamash Malon. That Yeshua Benun didn't have the koyach even of a Yerusha. Why not? Why not? Why should Yeshua Benun be worse than anybody else? So he said a dover nifla based on a Gemara, Mesachis Baba Basra, Dafayin Heyam and Aleph. We all know the Gemara. The Gemara says that Pnei Moshe was Kipnei Achama. Pnei Yeshua was Kipnei Alavana. Oyla la Isa Busha, Oyla la Isa Klima. The Gemara says, Kena Shabba Isa Adar Amr. The Skenim used to say this. Moshe Rabbeinu says Ramami Pano was a Chama. Yeshua Benun was a Lavana. The Cham is the Mar HaGadol. The Levan is the Mar HaKatan. Why? So Pasha, because the sun is much bigger than the moon. But it's much deeper than that. We know the Svar Makdashim say, says the Ramah Mipanu, the moon doesn't have its own source of light. The sun is a source of light. The moon is not a source of light. What the moon does is it reflects the light of the sun. That's why sometimes you see the moon. Certain days of the month, sometimes you don't see the moon. If depends on where it's positioned relative to the sun. Could it reflect sunlight from the sun or could it not? A gadol is someone that has the ability to be mashpia. A katan is someone that doesn't have the ability to be mashpia. I was thinking, we had last week, katan is saticha bagayin, that's edoim, she'in moshiv and melech ben melech. A katan is someone that can't be moshiv melech ben melech. The Roman emperors, they were great men in their own right. They achieved a lot of greatness, but they couldn't give over to the next dar because they were katan. A gadol is someone that is a mara gadol. He's able to be mashpia. The sun doesn't just have light, it is mashpia on the moon. It is the source of the moon's light as well. But the moon is a mara katan. The moon doesn't have any ability, doesn't have its own source of light. So listen to what the Ramami Pano said. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu was a chama. Yeshua ben Nun was a levana. A levana doesn't have a koyach to be mechadish. A levana doesn't have its own source. All it could do is it could reflect. Yeshua ben Nun's whole mitzius was that it was able to reflect the Torah that he got from his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe kibbutz Torah Misinai u'masar liYeshua. That's all Yeshua had. He only had what he received from Moshe Rabbeinu. But he didn't have the ability to be mechadish his own Torah. Just like the moon doesn't have its own source of light. Yeshua ben Nun was bechefta levana. And being that he was bechefta levana, he didn't have a koyach to be mechadish Torah. Afilu b'hayrasha. And how do we know that from that pasuk rak chazak v'yamatz? There's a pasuk in the end of Parshas Kisisa. So the pasuk describes Yeshua ben Nun, and the pasuk says about Yeshua ben Nun, v'hu v'dibra Hashem al Moshe ponim el ponim kashi yedab Yisrael v'shav al machne u'mishar si Yeshua ben Nun nar lo yamash mitaycha. So the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa describes Yeshua ben Nun as a nas. That's the Ben Ezra. Let's do a little back of the envelope arithmetic. Let's try to figure out how old Yeshua ben Nun was at that time. It says Yeshua ben Nun chaya meiv esheshan. That's a pasuk. He lived 110 years. The Chachamim say zvachim kuf yud chesam with beis ki sheva shanim kavash b'sheva shanim chalak. That it took 14 years to actually conquer and divide Eretz Yisrael. Im kein, if that's the case, hoyu ben chamishin v'sheish shana. He had to be 56 years at that time. Because it's 56 plus the 40 years that they were going to be in the Midbar. And on top of that, the 14 years, the Sheva Shekavash v'Sheva Shechalak. So Yeshua ben Nun at this point was 56 years. Ve'eich kori akosav na. So he says, I don't understand. How could the pasuk refer to him as a na? Either way, so that's the Ebenu Ezra's Ahara. So the Rav said, Shu'aba said, maybe this is the beer. The beer is because Yeshua ben Nun was a Levana, and the Levana is a Mar HaKatan. That's Katan, not in the sense that he was young, but he was a Katan in the fact that he did not have the ability to be Mechazosh. Even less so than Eliyahu HaNavi and other Nevi'im who had an Akayach al Kaponim but Hirah Shah to be Mechazosh. Yeshua ben Nun didn't have that ability. Thus, Yeshua ben Nun is a Nar LaYomash B'Teich HaOil. He's Kipnei HaLevana. Kaponim, as it relates to Taisus Kasha, fake Taisus, how can you bring a raya from Yeshua? As to say, Teoker, you're bringing a raya from Yeshua, maybe it was a Rasha. That would be good if Yeshua ben had the ability to say a halacha by Rasha. But Yeshua ben didn't have an ability. That's the Ramami Pana. If he didn't have the ability to say a halacha by Rasha, then it's beautiful. It's Miyoshev Taisus Kasha, that it wasn't Shah. You can't say that was a Rasha. Must be we learn halacha. As to say, Teoker. And if it was okay in Yeshua Perakir Aleph, it'd be okay. And if I deserve that, if you give an Aleph, it would be okay over here as well. Either way, that's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is, so we had over here a discussion. The halacha is that a Kohen back in the day wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. Why couldn't he leave Eretz Yisrael? Because he's Tameh. And being that Eretz Yisrael was Tameh, a Kohen's not allowed to be Metameh himself. Stating that, the Braisa said, U'metameh l'lmei Torah v'lisa isha. Now, Pashit, l'lmei Torah v'lisa isha, because Torah and marriage are two very important mitzvahs. G'dayla Torah, Shemaviyah l'day Maisa, and as it relates to Lisa Isha, Leiso Vera, Leshevas Yitzara, the Gemara refers to it as a mitzvah rap, stating that as a very important Taisvus here. Just have to mention the Taisvus. Taisvus brings from the Shilkas Rabbi Choy Goyen that it's just the opposite. But the Braisa mentioned Lilmoy Torah of Lisa Isha, Kalvachoymer other mitzvahs. The Shilkas Rabbi Choy Mefurish, Hanuch Tekili, Vekolshkin Lashar Mitzvah Shehem Chashuvois. This is not the only place in Shas where you find this idea of Lumay Torah v'Lisa Isha. La Yimkar Adam Sefer Torah, Ela Lumay Torah v'Lisa Isha. Taisus speaks out of Basra Dach Chasam Adbeis. So to Pidyon Shvuyim, which is a mitzvah rabbi. But Pashi always Lumay Torah v'Lisa Isha. That's the epitome of the mitzvahs rabbis. Al Kapanim Taisus over here brings from a She'iltis Rabbi Choy Goyen that he says just the opposite. Hanuch Tekili v'Koshki v'Shar Mitzvah Shem Chashuvas. But either way, there was a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the Brice. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amos, I witness this true. If you have a yeshiva, you can learn Eretz Yisrael, then you have to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Yossi said, no, I feel as much as Yitame, and the reason is, and the Gemara said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. The truth is, this is really brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's the last halacha in Hilchas Kibud Av Eim. So Kibud Av Eim is Yerideya, Simin Reishman. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Zok to Mechaber, Talmud Sheroitzel Lechas Namakam Acher. A Talmud that wants to leave town, he wants to go out of town to learn. Shehu b'teach, because he's confident. Sheyir is simin bracha b'talmudai lefnei Rav Shasham. Va'aviv meichavai, and his father doesn't want him to go. L'visha doyik, he has real valid concern. Shabai sayir oiv de kechavim malilim. There's a real issue. So does he have to listen to his father, or does he not have to listen to his father? So this is a sifkat in hilchas kibud av eim. The answer is ein tzarach l'shmoi la'aviv bazei. He doesn't have to listen to his father. Says the Rama, the same thing is true. Ima of Moicha beben Lisa Eza Isha Sheyach. But it's the same thing is true with regard to marriage. Ain't Sarach Lashmayalov. You can make your own decision who you want to marry. You don't have to listen to your father. But I'll upon him as it relates to Talmud Torah. That's what we're discussing. It's a first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. A person does not have to listen to his father. He's allowed to leave. He can go wherever he wants. L'chur, the father's right. Why should you not listen to your father? Isn't it Efshel L'kayim Shneim? You can learn Torah where your father wants you to learn. That be mekayim the mitzvah of kibud av eim. The teretz is because Talmud Torah is doicha kibud av eim, and not only is Talmud Torah doicha kibud av eim, but when we talk about Talmud Torah, we take into consideration that just because I can technically get a chavrusa here and go to a yeshiva here doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best place for me. So we say that wherever the person thinks he's going to be able to learn best, that is the definition of Talmud Torah. Thus, if Talmud Torah is other from Kivud Aveim, this halacha flows from there and says that if there's a shayla of listen to your father and learn here, or don't listen to your father and learn there, you have a right to learn there. I am learning Maman of Shach. It's all gepaita on this halacha. It's because lav mikol Adam, Adam's zoicha vilmait. The Gemara, Mesachtes Makis, Daf Yudam and Aleph. So the Gemara famously says, Talmud Shagala, Maglin Rabbi Yimai. Talmud that kills somebody b'shoigig, so now he has to go to Golos. So Talmud Shagala, Maglin Rabbi Yimai, Shenem Aslutam from Apostle V'chai, Obed Le Midi De Tahava Le Chiyusa. It says that you're supposed to go to their Miklod and you're going to live. Pashur doesn't mean you're going to live. You're off limits from the Gael Adam. The Gael Adam can kill you. But it says V'chai, and we learn from there, Obed Le Midi De Tahava Le Chiyusa. So the halach is that a Talmud Shagala, Maglin Rabbi Yimai. So you do with the Lashon HaRambam in the beginning of the Perik Zayin, Hilchos Reitzech, Veshmiras HaNefesh. Remember, brings us halacha. He says, Talmud Shagolol, Ari Miklod, Maglin Rabbi Imai. Rabbi used to go with him. Shenema V'chai. Asei loy kidei sheyichya. And the Rambam says, V'chayei bali chochma umavakshel. But loy Talmud, kemiso chashuvim. That if somebody is a bal chochma, he's a mevakesh chochma. He wants Torah. If you put him in a place where he doesn't have Torah, kemiso chashuvim. It says, V'chayei. A Talmud without his Rebbe is Kemisa, thus Talmud Shagala, Maglin Rabbi Yimai. The Ritva, Tiodua asks, it's a Pella. Who lived in the Ir Miklat? The Leviim. The Leviim were people who dedicated their lives, they were Koyling Galai. They dedicated their lives, Allah Torah v'Allah Voida. So Lachura, what's going on over here? Talmud Shagala, Maglin Rabbi Yimai, you're going to force the Rebbe now to go to Golis, to go together with his Talmud. Why? Because Chaye, Bali Chachm, Vakshabali Talmud, Kemisa, he's going to have Torah. What's the problem? He's not going to have Torah over there? He'll be able to learn with one of the Levi and with the Veloy Shevet Levi. This is the real Shevet Levi. He'll be able to learn with it. What's the issue? Why do we have to make the Rebbe's Mishpacha, Meshuga? We have to send him over there, not to Golis. What's the problem? Oh, because it's Kemisa, he's going to have to learn with, says Ritva two lines. Pirsh. Va'afal Pishayesh Yeshiva Bari Miklat. Even though it's Yeshiva Bari Miklat, it's not as you know why? It's funny, when you learn Masechtas Makis, it's like a real Gishmak Amaramuk in this Ritva. I mean, it's a Mefurash Gemara. It's like not even negotiable. Dalach is Loi Menachol Adam Zaycha Lumay. So says Ritva, that's the beer in that Gemara. Talmud Shagol Maglin Rabbi Yimai. You know why the Rebbe has to go along? It's for this reason. I once heard a Dover, and if you look at the Ritva in the second parak of Masechtas Makis, if you look at the Rif, in the second parak of Masechtas Makis, you know how long it is? It's three lines. So the Rif, in the first parak, there's a lot of Rif. And in the third parak, there's a lot of Rif. The second parak, you can't blink because you're going to miss it. This is the whole Rif. Elohei Nagoylem, Gemara, Tana, Talmud Shagol Maglin Rabbi Yimai, Shinema V'chai, Abadei Midid Dihavilei Chiyusa, Amr Abzeir, Mikanch Leishana, Adam L'Talmud Shagol. That's the whole Rif. There's no other Rif. It's three lines. That's the ganzer. Now, why is there no riff on the second paragraph of Masechtas Makis? Because it's Hilchos Ol Mashicha. The Rambam wrote Hilchos Ol Mashicha. The Rambam has Kachim. The Rambam wrote everything. Because the Rambam wrote even halachas that aren't negeya b'zman hazeh. The riff only wrote halachas that are negeya b'zman hazeh. So the first paragraph, there's a lot of halachas that are negeya b'zmanenu. The third paragraph, for sure. The third paragraph scans half of Shas. The second paragraph is all about Galus. There's no Ir Miklat b'zman hazeh. So if there's no Ir Miklat, it's all Hilchos Ol Mashicha. So the riff didn't bring it. But if that's the case, Shtalsach the Fraga, why did the riff bring this halacha? Talmud Shagol Maglin Rabbi Yimai Shenem V'Chai Avodei Midit Tehavi Lechiyusa Vais Tois. That there's a halacha over here that is not Hilchos Ol Mashicha. There's a halacha here that's Nogel Ismanenu. There's a concept, there's a fundamental principle in Chinuch that you have to take out of here that's Nogel. It transcends the laws of Golos. And that is this idea. There's a certain chemistry, there's a certain bond, a connection between a Rebbe and a Talmud. It's a Mefurish Gemara. That's why the Rif brought this halacha. This one line in the entire second paragraph of Makis. This he brought because this is something that's actually very much relevant. Either way, on that note, actually, just one other thing. Why not? Just one other aura. And that is, we're talking about going out of town to learn. Right? Interesting. So this idea of leaving your house to go learn. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, it's in Choshem Mishpat, Simin Ches. So he was sent a very interesting shaila. The story was as follows. There was a yid who was a very big gvir, and he died. And before he died, he wrote a tzava. And in his tzava, he said that he wants to take his money, establish a keren, And the interest that it generates, he had worked out exactly what should be done with it, and everything was l'tovas neshmasa. Wanted that in the Olam HaEmes, his neshama should have an aliyah, so that the money that was going to be generated from his trust, from what he had left over, this money should all go to benefit his neshama. One of the things he wrote was as follows. He wants that the apotropos that was appointed to oversee this, he should find a bacher, Yonik v'chacham, find a boy that's a real prodigy, someone that everyone thinks is destined for greatness. Shouldn't be younger than 10. Shouldn't be older than 15. So he wanted somebody between the age of 10 and 15. Should give him, he had the amount of money, and the money should go to make sure that he can sit and learn without any daigus until he turns 25 years old. And he wants this boy to grow up and be gevaldig, and he's going to be a meirei rab with Klal Yisrael. He's going to, and it's going to be a tzchus for his neshama because it's all being financed with his money. This is what he wants. Says the Chasam Sofer, ubetnai kafel kama pa'amim. So he had a good lawyer, and he wrote this many times. Betnai kafel she yirchay nidut v'yumay b'yeshiva chutz l'medina dafka. He wants him to go learn out of town. That's where he wants to be. V'atam b'furish, and the reason he wanted him to go out of town, he wrote it very clearly. Keinenu roya b'medina atzma shum mokim muchem butzlak liyeshiva rabat satayra. He didn't feel there was any yeshiva that would cater to the needs of this boy. So he wanted him dafka to go out of town. Either way, he told apotropos, I don't have any boy of mine. I leave it up to you. Find this boy, but you have to make sure sheyasik rak b'teiros Hashem v'riyasa kol hayom elu divrei atzava kifisha hutako lefana. Either way, what happened was hine apotropos lematzu ben yosef muchshav v'charef ki in ben vas, he found one boy. He was the son of one of the ga'onim in this medina. The medina that this person felt there were no good yeshivas in, so he made sure he wanted him to go out of town. Either way, they took this boy. They sent him out of town to a really good yeshiva. He went together with a chavrusa, a yosim, ani, that was a good friend of his, and they go together to learn. They were there for a year and a half in this yeshiva, and then something happened, the yeshiva closed down. And the boys were forced to come back home to the medina. Either way, the father, who's this big goyin, he sees his son, and he takashtayed a lot in a year and a half. But he felt that at this point already, he can just keep the boy by him, he can homeschool him. He felt he would learn with him together, and let the boy shine. Not just that, what he wanted to do was, he felt that this ani, this chavrusa, I mean here, this boy is making real money, and the ani is not getting anything. So what he wanted to do was two things. Number one, he wanted to homeschool the boys. And number two, he wanted to take this beis meyos zehuvim, and he wanted to divide it amongst the two boys. But that's not what the tzava said. So he sent the shaila to the Chasam Sofer. So what do I do? Is this okay? Am I doing the right thing? I sent them out of town. I know he wrote it, but tonight, kofli, he said it many times. We tried. L'maisa sinish gegangen. But right now, I think the boy shteigd already. I'm not worried anymore. I feel I can groom him to be the meir ha'ira that this yid that died wanted him to be. Either way, this is what he wants. So the Chasam Sofer, obviously, like in all his tshuvas, he discusses every single element and every single nuance. It's a very long geshmaka tshuva. But the first thing he talks about is this idea that the person that died, the nifter, he wanted that the boy should go out of town to learn. This is what he writes. Poshet, yoyse. He says, it's most poshet, mi beya bekusfa sheyoftas. That when the nifter said that the boy should learn out of town, it was posh. It was so obvious what he did. That he sent them out of town. He should be away from his house. Because if he's going to be home, he's going to spend time with his parents, his wife, his children. If you want to steig ois in the proper way, you have to leave your family. Says the Chasam Sofer, Vafilu Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Asher Kol Yisrael L'shkim Elo Pischei, V'shchichim M'sifte Gabei Tveik, M'vur Perek Beis Nidah Daf Yudal Amid Beis, said Rabbeinu HaKodesh had the biggest yeshiva. It's a Gemara, Nidah Daf Yudal, M'komokim Pasik, L'Rab Shimon Berei, when it came to his own son, Rab Shimon, L'meza L'bei Rav, he sent him out of town for 12 years, Ayin Ksuba, Samach Beis Amid Beis. So why did he do that? Why did he send him out of town? He had the biggest yeshiva, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So because a bacher has to leave home. If he doesn't leave home, he's never going to be able
able to be matzliach, he won't reach his fullest potential because he's going to be busy with kakum, good things, but things that are going to take away. He said, "Afilu meretz yisrael chutz laretz nado dulu my Torah afagav shehoyu sham beretz yisrael yeshivas." You see, people left yeshivas and eretz yisrael to go learn in chutz laretz. Why did they have to do that? It must be because that it was understood that the right thing to do is to go away. And then he says something unbelievable. He brings other marmakayimis. Rabbi Avo sent his son to Tveria, even though Rabbi Avo himself had a big yeshiva. So the Chasam Sofer is mefalfa with different Seder Hadoris type marmakayimis, where he brings rayas from different gedolim. He saw that had big yeshivas, and so they send their children to go out and learn. He says, we all know the Gemara, at the end of the first Berakim Sachnas Megillah, the Yaakov Avinu was punished for leaving his parents. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of kibud avim, and that's why he lost Yosef. But for 14 years that he was b'yeshiva shein ve'ever, he wasn't punished. Those 14 years he wasn't punished. Says the Chasam Sofer, how did Chazal know that the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished were the 14 years he was learning b'shein ve'ever? Says, I'd like to pose another suggestion. Maybe, you know which 14 years he wasn't punished for? The 14 years that he was in Beis Lavan, that he was working for Rachel and Leah. And the emes is, the time that he was working for Rachel and Leah, he was b'mekayim the mitzvah of Pruvu, which is also a mitzvah rabbi, l'umay toir v'lisa isha. And by the way, it's a pasuk, al-kein yazoy vishas ove v'imoy v'dovak bishtoy. So maybe when he was b'mekayim al-kein yazoy vishas ove v'imoy v'dovak bishtoy, then he wasn't punished. That's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Barashim. But maybe, as it relates to l'umay toira, maybe not. Zogt the chasam sofer half of a fellow. Half of a fellow. What's his punchline? He says, because Pruvu Yaakov Avinu could have been Mekayim even by his father. It's not a stira. He could have worked it out. Why didn't it work? Because he stole the brachas from Esav. That forced him to run away. That's why he wasn't by his parents. On some level, Yaakov, if they were Medakta Kachot Asari, he ends up being punished. But technically, theoretically, in a perfect world, had he not had Tsaris with Esav, had this all not gone down, he would have been home, he would have found a shidduch somehow or another, and he would have gotten married. But the 14 years that Yaakov learned b'vei shein ve'ever, he couldn't have learned b'vei shavim. Because it's not possible to learn b'vei shavim. A person has to leave his father's house to learn. So it was part of those 14 years, even without Esav, he would have ended up yeshiva shein ve'ever. So you couldn't have punished him for that. You could punish him for the 14 years. Even prove who you're right, it's a big mitzvah. But do it with the tata and the mama. Who said you go away from your parents and you're not mechabed them? There's an Indian of kibud avim. It's just as it relates to the years that he was learning. There maybe couldn't be by his father. Maybe couldn't be by his father. To say one other Marim Makim on this note. Parashas V'zayi Sabracha. U'lelevi Yomar. Tumecha v'urecha. L'ish chasidecha. Hashem isisa. B'masa t'rivei Yomar. Ha'aymer. La'avivu le'imay lo'yri isif. Ves echav le'hikir. Ves banav le'yadak. Hishamru imrasecha. U'brischa yinsayru. Levi says. La'avivu le'imay. My father lo'yri isif. No, I've never seen you. Ves achiv, he doesn't recognize his brother. Ves banav layada, he doesn't even know his children. Why not? Kishamru imrasech. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says it's referring to after the Chet Egel, Levi was forced to kill the Yidden that worshipped the Egel, even though they had mishpacha that were from other Shvatim. That's how Imer la'aviv le'imer le'reisiv as echav le'hikir v'as banav le'yada. Chayim v'lozhenah. In Ruach Chayim, on the Mishnah, Rav Nuroi Yomer, have you goy le'lamakim teira? Says Rav Chayim v'lozhenah, two lines. K'may shekasuv b'levi. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, "Heavy goyel l'makim teira." You know what the makir is? It's this pasuk that if a person wants to steig in learning, heavy goyel l'makim teira. Rav Nuroi is the one that said that. Which Briskara famously said is the makar to the Rambam end of Shpita v'Yovel. V'loyshev Levi b'vad. If a person wants to achieve levels of Torah on the Rab Nehurai level, have he goyel l'makim Torah? Like the Chasam Sofer said, Rebbe sent his son Reb Shimon away, Reb Avo sent his son away. Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished for the 40 years because it was understood that for Yaakov Avinu to be the Amud HaTorah, he had to be away. It wasn't possible. There was no other way to do this. He had to be away. That's the Tifkai Levi. Shevet Levi says, La'avavu le'imay le'ri isif, that's echav le'hikir, that's ban of le'yada, half of a fella. Either way, Zakhti Gemara, Omar Mar. So somebody bought an animal on the Yom 8. Chum said, you got to get rid of it. So what do? So you do something to it in a way that's not going to cause it to be a trait. I'll ask your kasha from a Mishnah. You can't make something hakdish b'zman hazeh. Why? Because what are you going to do with it? You can't give it to hakdish. So you're going to have it lying around. Someone accidentally will be
nene from it, he'll be mail behektish, so you have to get rid of it. Ve'im hektish, ve'hichrim, ve'herich, let's say you did it, behema, if it's a behema, teyaker. Peirois, ksus ve'kelim, yirkevu, you let it rot. Mo'is, ve'kli matchis, yoylichem liyamam. Says the price of his ikur. What's the definition of ikur? Noyel delas befnev, v'meisim eila. You put it in a room, you just don't feed it, and you let it die. It's a stira. Here we have a price that says, what's ikur? Menashe parsoisel minar kuvel mat. Whatever exactly that means. But here you have another price that says, what's ikur? Noyel delas bafnav y mesa mele. It's just not the same thing. No, it's very simple. Over there, we're dealing with kachim. Kachim, you can't mutilate kachim. Kachim, there's an idea. You can't be mevaza hektish. Over here, you're talking about buying a behema b'yoymei. You're dealing with chulin. Chulin is not an issue. But the Gemara says, v'nishchete mishchit. Okay. Why do we say lock it up in a room when it's kachim and let it die? I understand you don't want to be menasher parsoisel. So why don't you just shecht it? So the Gemara says, also beit hakol. If you shecht, you might eat it. Rashi asks, by the way, shecht it? Kedush echotz. Another shecht. You can't check kachim outside. So Rashi says that we weren't dealing with the Gemara's kash is not from kachim is beach, it's from kachim beder gabayas. This is shchutei chutz, is only for kachim is beach, it's not for kachim beder gabayas. But the Gemara asks another kash of l'shavye gister, I hear. So you don't want to shecht it because then you might eat it. You also don't want to be mevazit. But why don't you just cut it in half? Shecht it in a way where it's not a kosher shechita. So no one's going to eat it. There's no takala. But at the same time, you won't be mevazit. Again, why do you have to starve it to death? I'm Rabbi, I'm Akra. It says, when he tats them as mazbechos. And the pasuk says that when you see them as bechos of the Ibdi Abay Dazar, you should destroy it. And then it says, l'sasakein l'shem l'keichem. Don't do it. L'shem l'keichem. So you see, you're not allowed to destroy hektish in the same way you destroy Avodah Zarah. And when the Pasuk describes destroying Avodah Zarah, it describes it in a way where like you would be Mishavya Gister, you cut it in half. You can't do it to Kachem, so that's not either an option. Rava said a different reason. If you're going to just slice the animal in half, it looks like you're being Matal Mubim B'Kachem. It looks like you're being Matal Mubim B'Kachem. It is. It's a real Kachem. You could be Makdish something, B'Zman HaZeh. Problems, you don't have to do with it. But you could be Makdish it. So why would Rava say, you can't turn it into a Gistera, because it looks like you're being Matal Mubim? Say better. If you think you're being Matal Mubim, that doesn't just look like you're being Matal Mubim, then you actually are being Matal Mubim. The Gemara says, honey, was Matal Mubim. The whole iser to be matamum was when the Beis HaMikdash was kaim, because it was chazir lakrava. Hashul chazir lakrava less than, but now where there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's not chazir lakrava. If it's not chazir lakrava, there's no iser to be matamum. Even though there's no iser to be matamum, but it looks like you're being matamum. Meaning it's not nirik matamum from the standpoint of the hektish, because it's real hektish. It's not nirik matamum from the standpoint of the mum. It's a real mum. It's nirik matamum in the sense that there's really no iser to be matamum bezman hazeh, because the whole point of the Isser to be Matamum B'Kachem is don't take something that's Chazi L'Akrava and make it not Chazi L'Akrava. Being that today anyways can be Makrivit, so there's not real Isser. Stating that, Rava said don't take Kachem and cut it in half because it's Nirik Matamum. What's that? I hear. But the Gemara says, Ulahavi Kematamum B'Balmum. The Gemara says, is that true? The Isser to be Matamum B'Hektish is only if it's Chazi L'Akrava. It's not true. Because if the Behem is a Balmum, that loch is you're not allowed to give it another mum. So, freak the Gemara, why did Rava say that you can't turn it into a gistera? Because it looks like you're being matamum b'kachim. L'chur, you are being matamum b'kachim. And even though today there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's not chazi l'akrava, but let it be like being matamum b'balmum. Ta'afak after l'chazi l'akrava, aser. So, the Gemara, balmum nehid l'chazi l'gufi l'dmei chazi. About a kachim that's a balmum, even though in and of itself you can't be makrivit, but it's what's known in heck kachim as psulei hamikdashim. What they would do is they would redeem it, and they would take the money and buy a carbon. So even though right now it's not Chazi L'Akrava, but through Pidyon of Psulei HaMikdashim, it is Chazi L'Akrava. So it's for that reason, there is still an Isser of Matomum. So in the Tzmach Beis HaMikdash HaYikayim, you couldn't be Matomum because you can't take an animal that's Chazi L'Akrava and be Matomum. Not just that, you couldn't even be Matomum in a Balmum. Because even though the Balmum itself is not Chazi L'Akrava, but Al-Yidei Pidyon of Psulei HaMikdashim, the money was going to be used to buy a carbon, so there's a tzad chazi l'akrava, you couldn't do that either. But bisman hazeh, hach, d'loy l'dmei chazi, v'loy l'gufi chazi. Today you can't bring karbonas. You can't be poided and take the money to bring. There's no tzad akrava. If there's no tzad chazi l'akrava, now it's going to be different. Zok de gemara, ashkechei Rabbi Yoina the Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yoina once met Rabbi Loi, the koya pischud tzor. He was standing at the gates of tzor. Oh, malez, he told him, Tani, said, behema teyach. Somebody does business in the Arid, on the Chaga, so we learned this Braisa, a long-winded Braisa with a lot of geshmaka things in it. So what did the Braisa say? If you bought an animal, te'oker. Eved mai. What's the halach if you buy an Eved? What do you do with the Eved? You throw it into the Yam HaMelech? You let it rot? Are you ma'akarit? Like, which one of the aforementioned do you do to the Eved? He said like this, Eved Yisrael, like Kami Bayli. I'm not asking you about an Eved Yisrael, an Eved Ivri. Ki Kami Bayli, Eved Ivri, Kechavim, my, what's that loch? He told him, my Kami Bayli, I don't understand your Shaila. Tanya Tzabraisa, if they Kechavim, Varoy, Behemadaka, Loy Mailam, you're not supposed to save them. Veloy Meridin, but at the same time, you can't kill them. Savadi, you can't be Makar. If you Makar, you're going to kill it. And that's not, so what do you do with it? So that Gemara doesn't say. But in terms of, you want to know if you're allowed to be Meridin, it's push it, you're not allowed to be oikerit, because you have this halach of loy mail of loy meridim. Incidentally, not for this morning, but it's Yudua, the Chazon Ish has a piece in the beginning of the Eruday, I think it's either Siman Aleph for Siman Beis, where he says that it's push it, this halach is not Megeh B'Zman Hazeh. He says the whole idea of Ovdei Kecham Roy Behe Medaka, you have it regarding Minim and Api Karsim, loy mail of loy meridim, this was all about being Marbe Kvay Chamayim. These were people that were memait in Kvay Chamayim, and by taking them out, or by at least not saving them, you were being marbe Kvay Chamayim. But he says, today, imagine somebody would do something like this, and he would do it under the name of God. He says, you wouldn't be marbe Kvay Chamayim. He says, you would be memait Kvay Chamayim. So he says, it's poshet that this halacha does not apply bismaneno either way. It said, Royal, Oidilma, Afilu Eved Ovikechavim. So he said that you're allowed to buy, the Brisa said, things from them. There was a tzad, one of the Brises, if you feel that you're being matzal miyadam. So to be matzal miyadam, there was an idea that you're allowed to buy. So it said you could buy behemoths, avadim shvaches, and one of the things mentioned is avad. What was the shayla? Eved Yisrael, Oidilma, Afilu Eved Ovid Kechavim. Amalei, Mistabra, Eved Yisrael. Makes sense, Eved Yisrael. Yeah, Eved Ovid Kechavim, the Maimi Boile. Why should it be so important to violate this halacha? Why should it be so wichtig to buy an Eved Ovid Kechavim? Yosef Rav and Rav Shim ben Lakish, Afilu Eved Ovid Kechavim. Even Eved Ovid Kechavim. Bnei, Shemachnis Eitachas Kanfei Ashchina. Because by buying him, you're turning him into a yid. We know an Eved Kanani is Yisrael B'miktsas. So if he becomes Yischai in mitzvahs, like a woman, Lola Misha. So that's the idea, even for an Eved Ovid Kecham. Amar Rav Ashi, Otu Behema, my Machnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. He says, I don't understand this whole discussion. You think the reason you're allowed to buy an Eved is either because he's an Eved Yisrael or an Eved Guy, you're bringing him Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. It said you can buy Behema. The Behema is not entering Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Ella, the reason sometimes you were allowed to buy from them, even on the Chaga, was Mishum Me'utayu. It's because you're taking away some of their influence by taking away their positions. Vachanami, here too, Dememati Shari, by taking away some of their influence, it's going to be Motamina. The idea why sometimes it was okay to buy from them was simply related. Take things away from them. The less assets they have, the shvacher their balance sheet, the less tzoras they could give the yidin. It has nothing to do with tachas kanfei ashchina. It's not Eved Yisrael. It's not Eved Akum. You can even buy real estate from them. You can even buy a behemoth from them. Anything that takes away some of their koyach, the Chachamim said, under certain circumstances, you're allowed to buy from them.